applicable industry.
Yeah, combat medic.
Lee French is 24 years old. He has a degree from Carnegie Mellon University, and he is also a military veteran who served in Kuwait during the current war in Iraq. There he managed a shipping port and supervised an international staff of 60. Today, he's unemployed and frustrated.
I interviewed with a shipping company. They saw my resume online and they emailed me and they asked me to come in. And once I showed up, I guess the guy was surprised that I was so young. He told me he would call me back, but I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah, I want to stop by and see them.
Michael Ortiz has a degree from New York's Hunter College. He is also a decorated war veteran, serving as a lieutenant in the U.S. Army National Guard with a transportation unit deployed to Iraq.
You were one of the first soldiers to get the Purple Heart.
He had a job at his alma mater, Hunter College, before he went to the war, and thought he had it when he came back. That wasn't necessarily the case.
So I go back to work in January of 06, one, to find out that I was given a job, but I wasn't in the same status, and two, to find out that the job itself was ending because it was a grant-funded program, and that grant was unfortunately defunded. And
Michael Ortiz and Lee French are two of the thousands of job seekers who attended the Salute Our Heroes job fair at New York's Convention Center. As the war continues, more and more people like Ortiz and French are returning to the United States as combat veterans. Their stories echo the frustrations many veterans face. Some employers would rather take practical experience over military qualifications and education. Others aren't even keeping jobs for their deployed employees or reduce their position upon their return. Solomon Watson, chief legal officer for the New York Times Group, says that as part of his group's motivation in hosting job fairs across the country, exclusively for veterans.
In large measure, while we are gaining some revenue and profit from this, we are motivated by helping get jobs for people, servicemen and servicewomen who are looking for jobs, and bringing together employers and agencies who are looking for well-trained individuals.
Agencies such as the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, where most of the astronaut corps are either veterans or current members of the military, like Coast Guard Captain Daniel Burbank.
There's a lot of technology that our veterans get an opportunity to work with, and they've got a lot of talents in that area. And it's the same kind of technology, aerospace technology, for example, that we use on a regular basis at NASA, whether it be robotics or the work in, you know, again, with aerial vehicles and things like that. That has direct application to what NASA does.
Stella Okibo, who is from Nigeria, joined the U.S. military to say thank you to the country that gave her citizenship. Now back from Iraq, she has a job waiting for her once she finishes active duty, but is here looking for work for her friends in uniform.
Some of my fellow soldiers couldn't make it out here, so I decided I'll come out here to look out for things for them, get things for them, and to tell them what's out there so that they can make a smooth transition to a civilian job if they don't have one. And if they have one and they are not satisfied with it, tell them of the opportunities that are out here.
I'm not sure. We'll go take a peek again, yeah.
Michael Ortiz walks the hall knowing that he has a limited amount of time to find a new job.
Let's check this out, actually. This looks like
And even though his wife hasn't worked in 5 years, she is also looking for work to help pay the bills that comes with a house and children.
You got bags of things?
Despite the hardship, Ortiz takes his situation in stride.
But there are veterans that are unemployed. There are veterans that are homeless. That's the group that we've seriously got to think about and I think help, you know. If I'm taking advantage of this, it's because it's here. But I don't think my story or my situation is unique at all.
As Lee French stops by the dozens of booths looking for work, he has all but given up hope of finding a job in the shipping industry, despite his military experience.
I'm just looking for an entry-level position. Something to get my foot in the door at a printed media or production company.
French is part of a growing demographic among veterans. For 2005, the U.S. Department of Labor reported that Gulf War veterans between the ages of 18 to 24 years of age had an unemployment rate of 18.7%, compared to a national unemployment rate in that age group of 10.4%. The unemployment rate of all veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces was 3.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.4%. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York.
旺旺英语网站，欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.wwenglish.com。